we have a Speaker of the House who says that agenda is, her agenda can be stated in four words: science, 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 science. Mm-hmm. You have a President who has said in various formulations mm-hmm. that he wants to restore science to its rightful place. Apparently a good climate for doing science. In your view, what is science's rightful place?
Yeah, it's an interesting and very difficult question. Going back to what I said before, science's rightful place is at the centre, along with the arts and the humanities of our culture. These are the symbol systems that over hundreds or thousands of years we've constructed to amplify our innate dispositions. So fundamentally, to extricate science from society is meaningless. And so to repeat science, 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 science doesn't make a great deal of sense to me. The idea that we value the inquiring mind, that rational thought is important, that evidence is important, that we don't believe anyone who just declares something to be so, all of that, if that's what is meant by science, I'm wholeheartedly behind it. But as a raising science to the status of an ideology makes me feel uncomfortable.
How about the simple task of persuading more or making it possible for more people to think like a scientist?
Yeah, of course. I mean, but you see, I want to claim that, as I said earlier, to think like a scientist is already what most kids do. They go to school and they stop thinking at all altogether. I mean, to be a scientist is to think. And so to that extent, you know, Leonardo da Vinci is a wonderful role model because he was an artist, but he was a scientist. He was a thinking person. He believed in the empirical world. He believed you could understand it through mathematics. You could understand it through narrative. Some systematic means of appreciating and organizing phenomena. So I would like us to move into a world where we didn't have to speak about science as an isolated enterprise. We might have to do that now for all sorts of political reasons, so as to mobilize that set of characteristics that I've referred to. But the end point, it's like Wittgenstein's ladder. It could be that once we've got there, we can jettison this and sort of Vulcan-like realize that in the end there's this integrated means of appreciating phenomena that we don't necessarily call anything in particular.